Well, hello guys. Hey, did you know dogs are racist? This is a story in the newspaper. And you know when you see something like that, it's got woke written all over it. You know, it's from one of these woke people who live in their own little bubble. Dogs don't even know what racism is. But I remember when I had my dogs, they do have a kind of a sixth sense, you know. They know when a person's on the level or not. When I met a stranger and I had my dog with me, I used to watch the dog to see how it reacted. And you know, the dog was never wrong. But this is in Wales, in the UK. Now, I was in Wales many years ago once, and I got the impression that the Welsh like to be left alone. They don't like newbies. But I guess things have changed now. But I guess the Welsh government had a special group to sort of study this, you know? And that's what they come up with. And they teamed up with this guy who's got some kind of water rafting thing in Uganda or something. And the idea is to ban dogs on the countryside to make it more inclusive. Hey, there's the word. Now you know it's woke. But here's a picture of the MP and the guy that he teamed up with. The MP's the one on the left. The guy virtue signaling with a great big sign saying, "I am nature positive." This is a guy living in a bubble. Actually, they're both living in a bubble. Yeah, all right. Stick him in the middle of a big forest in Canada. Give him some water. Leave him alone there. See if he's positive about nature after a couple of days. Hey, no, on second thoughts, put them both there and see which one eats the other one first. But it won't work because English people love their pets, especially their dogs. Oh, and their cats. And it's a kind of a shame for the animals in a way unless they live on a farm, because a dog only gets to be a dog once or twice a day when they are taken for a walk. The rest of the time, they're a house pet. That's not really a dog's life. My dogs in Canada never were on a leash. They never really were in the house. But if I went for a walk in the forest, they'd come with me. They'd also go with me when I was hunting. That's a life for a dog. God knows how much this cost the taxpayer for them to find this dogs are racist. Oh, I got a new idea. How about this? Let the dogs go out on the land and the countryside and ban the humans. Hey, I'd like that. You know when you hear something about wokish and then you see the people, they kind of all look about the same? I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, I didn't read all of it myself because it's too damn stupid and woke. Now, is that a rainbow sash that guy has got on? Oh, God. They just can't stop virtual signaling, can they? And that sign should read this. Ah, now that's more like it. Give me your thoughts as usual, guys. Take it easy.